英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.
Right, this is our lounge, where you're welcome to join us. In here is our dining room, where you can have your breakfast.
One of the cats shouldn't be on there.
大家好，欢迎收听英国问答节目。
That's our garden, which you're allowed to use if you want in the summertime. Lovely big garden. The chickens are right down the bottom behind the sort of greenhouse there.
我是杨丽，刚才大家听到的是 Ruth Worthington。他很自豪地向我们介绍他的 bed and breakfast. A bed and breakfast 字面意思是床和早餐，不过在英美两国它是一种家庭旅馆。这正是苏州朋友唐月新向我们提出的一个问题。
Hello, I'm 唐月新. I'm from 苏州. My wife and I are going to have a honeymoon in UK. I'm very interested in bed and breakfast of British. Could you please introduce them? Thank you.
唐月新说他很快就要去度蜜月 Honeymoon 恭喜你啊唐月新 And he's interested in bed and breakfasts 书归正传我们现在回到节目开头时那家家庭旅馆 Bed and Breakfast 这家旅店的名字是 Fig Tree House 日前我们采访了他们的预订部经理 Jerry Whittaker 和房东 Ruth Worthington注意听，看看 bed and breakfast 的另一个名称是什么。
We offer a very personal service, in comparison to a hotel, also at a lot cheaper rate. Our B&B establishment, is a family orientated establishment because we all live here.
Yeah, it's just like a family place, really. And everyone says they feel comfortable and they enjoy staying here because it's just like coming into someone's home.Which it is.
Did you hear? Bed and breakfasts 也可以被简称为 B&Bs. 我们再听一遍。这一次注意听听 B&Bs 和普通旅馆相比有什么不同。
We offer a very personal service, in comparison to a hotel, also at a lot cheaper rate. Our B&B establishment, is a family-orientated establishment.Because we all live here.
Yeah, it's just like a family place, really. And everyone says they feel comfortable and they enjoy staying here because it's just like coming into someone's home, which it is.
Jerry 说，他们的 B&B 比普通酒店要便宜得多，而且提供的是更为个人化、更亲切的服务 ，a more personal service. 这是因为 B&Bs 家庭旅店的老板也同住在一个屋檐下。所以旅客如同到了另一个家里。Ruth 说 It's just like coming into someone's home, which it is.
Yeah, it's just like a family place, really. And everyone says they feel comfortable and they enjoy staying here, because it's just like coming into someone's home, which it is.
听上去啊，住在家庭旅店 a B&B 对于想练口语的人来说比住在大饭店要好得多，因为你有很多机会和旅店的老板交谈对话。
bbcukchina.com。
不过，住过这种家庭旅店 ，a bed and breakfast 的人有何感受呢 ？Louis Georgeson 经常光顾 B&Bs 小住几天，他说呀：“好的家庭旅店 ，a good B&B is amazing。为什么呢？”
A good B&B is amazing because often they are unlike any hotel you will ever stay in. They're completely different to chain hotels. They are very individual.
B&Bs are very different from chain hotels. 连锁酒店，因为连锁酒店都一个样，可是家庭旅店却个个都不一样，各有特色。They are very individual.
A good B&B is...Amazing, because often they are unlike any hotel you will ever stay in. They're completely different to chain hotels. They are very individual.
A good B&B is amazing. 不过在下面的这段录音里 ,Louis 也同时提到了家庭旅店的不足之处。看看大家能不能听出来这些优缺点是什么。 换句话说，注意他使用的正面形容词有哪些，负面形容词有哪些。
So the thing about B&Bs, bed and breakfasts in the UK, is that they're often above a pub or in converted old cottages, which means sometimes they're really quaint and really charming, but other times they can be very old-fashioned and a little bit cold, maybe a little bit pokey. The people who run them might be set in their ways. It's not always what the guests are expecting.
B&Bs are often in converted old cottages. 乡村式小屋改造的家庭旅店 B&Bs. 这些旅店可能非常的 quaint, 古雅的 and charming, 迷人的。不过由于一家不同于另一家，所以你也可能会碰到那种老式的 old fashioned, 有点冷不太热情的 a little bit cold,而且有些窄小的 a little bit pokey.
So the thing about B&Bs, bed and breakfasts in the UK, is that they're often above a pub or in converted old cottages, which means sometimes they're really quaint and really charming, but other times they can be very old-fashioned and a little bit cold, maybe a little bit pokey. The people who run them might be set in their ways.It's not always what the guests are expecting.
The people who run B&Bs can be set in their ways. To be set in your ways, 这里指一个人办事固守成规不灵活。
The people who run them might be set in their ways. It's not always what the guests are expecting.
不同的 B&Bs 有不同的店规，比如客人入住 B&B 的时间。晚上回电的时间，另外还有吸烟的规定等等，所以最好把情况提前搞清楚，选择一家适合自己需要的家庭旅店。好了，谢谢唐月新同学的问题，欢迎其他听友提出你们有关英国生活和文化方面的问题。我们的电子邮箱是 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。最好把你的问题录音，以 MP3 的形式发给我们，这样就能直接听到你自己的声音了。现在让我们再一次回到 Fig Tree House， 这次我们要问的是旅店主人 John 和 Ruth 为什么决定把自家的房子用来开办旅店呢？ John 告诉我们说，主要是出于经济原因，不过这样做也使他们开阔了眼界， Eye-opening，非常受益。
My wife retired, and we're not that old to be retired, so we needed something, and of course, obviously, the financial part of it, and also, yes, to meet other people, different people. You meet all sorts in this world. It's been quite eye-opening.
找一家家庭旅店 ，a bed and breakfast， 住一次。说不定啊，也会让你大开眼界呢。An eye-opening experience for you. Good luck and goodbye.
And also, yes, to meet other people, different people. You meet all sorts in this world. It's been quite eye-opening.
BBC Learning English.